Rose is under center, three men in the backfield. And it's a handoff right through the middle, and they have it. And it's a handoff to Rollin, and number four, Dustin Cady, stops him. Unfortunately, he was at the 7-yard line. Gets the first down by a yard. And so it's first and goal now for the Beale City Aggies at the Lakers 7. 9:21 here left in the fourth. Lakers hanging on by one.
It looks like in short yardage situations, they're most comfortable and most successful going back to the wing tee. You don't see it all game. They tend to spread it out a little bit more than going with the full wing tee. But, again, in short yardage, they've got a couple of yards when they've needed it.
Double wing, one man in the backfield. Gross is under center. 9:02 left here in the fourth. First and goal from the 7. It's a handoff right through the middle, and nothing going there at all into the hands of number 17, Chase Rollin, and stopped by number 50, Os McCabe, making himself pretty darn big in there. Number 30, Alex Matthews, actually, your ball carrier.
Alex Matthews, the ball carrier there, as Chase Rollin was bluffing that sweep play. We've seen them come in motion behind the quarterback. They're bluffing that sweep play to the far side of the field. And, again, that middle four of Lakers not buying. They're staying home and stopping everything up the middle. And, again, very successful there. No gain on the play.
Second and goal now, same spot, 7-yard line. T formation, throw center. And it's a pitch out to the right. And Lakers is all over them at the 8-yard line. Number 81, James Stork, jumped out of his tackle and brought down the Beale City running back in the back. It was a direct pitch out of the snap, and Lakers is all over them. Big pressure there. Actually, we're going to mark him down to 9, a loss of 2.
Luke Farrell, the receiver, that pitch play, but I don't know if you noticed, Clark, 55. Quint Smith hit the quarterback, Tucker Gross, as he was pitching it. That's how quickly this defensive line, if you don't get in there and slow him down a little, they'll get to your quarterback as fast as the ball does. And third 9 now upcoming from the 9-yard line for Beale City.
T formation again, and they're back to pass. And he's going to do a screen pass to his left into the hands of 17, complete Chase Allen. But he is going to be brought down way back at the 18-yard line. Lakers swarms to the ball. That's going to be a loss of 9, and Ian Snyder leading the pack.
And Ian Snyder with great pursuit there, Clark. You can tell Tucker Gross not very comfortable throwing the ball into the teeth of the defense. He had an open receiver there, 22. Luke Farrell had his hand up on the far pylon on the front corner there. Didn't even bother to look at him. He just swung it out and his mind made up, just dumped it off to Rollin, and nothing but green defenders there to make the tackle. It looks like, Clark, they're bringing out the field goal team.
I'm always a big fan of field goal units, and this one's going to be from the 18-yard line, a 35-yard attempt. Absolutely no wind here, working off the left hash. The kick is up, and this one's not going to have the distance. It bounces in the end zone. No good. So Beale City, number 55, the kicker there, Brett Upton, the freshman, is no good, and Lakers retains their one-point lead, 14-13, another big stop by the Laker front.
He was almost 10 yards short there, Clark. That was quite a way short. Now, remember the extra point back in the first quarter?
Uh-huh.
Barely made it over the uprights, and I mean the bottom of the uprights. So, again, a risky play call there, but I guess you had fourth and goal from the 20-yard line, so I guess that may have been the safer choice. But Lakers making another big stop in the second half, taking the game over here with 6.5 minutes to go and a one-point lead.
32 yards, 9 plays, 5 minutes and 58 seconds for Beale City there. Results in a missed field goal, and Lakers with the ball and a one-point lead. From the 20-yard line, they hand it off. They're actually going to be a keeper, Dustin Cady, right up the middle. Out to the 25-yard line, stopped by 30, Alex Matthews, 2nd and 5.
Dustin Cady keeping that ball himself. Again, right back to what's working tonight, and it's the design run to Dustin Cady out of that power pistol formation to the one side. And again, Beale City not able to stop it. They showcase that it's going to go to the right, run it there anyways, and Lakers has had success. Just goes to show you who's winning that battle in the trenches, Clark.
2nd and 5 from the 25, right to left across your radio, working off the right hash. Power pistol to the right, receiver wide to the right. Dustin Cady keeps it for himself. Gets through the line of scrimmage and dives out to the 28-yard line for a 3-yard gain as the Beale City front lines try to drag him down, but he is one strong player. Brought down by 73, Jacob Flogger, a 215-pound senior. Third and two now coming up for the Lakers. 5:35 left here in the fourth. Lakers 14, Beale City 13.
That power pistol formation set up to run off the right guard. And this time the quarterback, Katie, acting as the running back, cuts it back up the middle right behind the center. And again, that's where he runs into them big bodies like Flogger and trips him up just short of the first down marker.
Pistol formation, Dustin Katie keeps it for himself, and he dives forward through the line to the 29-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down by about a half of a yard. I like the play call there. Unfortunately, Beale City stepping up there. Stop by number 54, Jacob Robinson, a 6-foot, 265-pound junior. Lakers facing a half yard to goal for a first down here at their own 29.5-yard line.
I know there's over 4 minutes to go in this game, Clark, but if Coach Adam Grabowski, which I'm sure he will go for it, if they don't, this could determine the game right here. You don't want to give the Aggies the ball at the 29-yard line with only 29 yards to go, but the first down would give them a chance to melt another 2-3 minutes off the clock.
They send Wizards to the left, power pistol to the right, and Lakers calls a timeout to discuss things. Adam Grabowski and Bunch talking it over with 4:23 left, facing a fourth and less than a yard to go from their own 29-yard line. Lakers 14, Beale City 13 on the WLAW Sports Network.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Stop the run. Stop the run. Can't stop the run. They can't stop the run.
Fourth and less than a yard to go here as Lakers with the ball at their own 29-yard line. And they come out and was one heck of a power pistol to the right. And Dustin Katie tapes it, and he's out to the 32-yard line, first down and all. He needed a half a yard. He got three. And Lou Rowell, the head coach for Beale City, is not happy. He is not happy. He's shouting at number 73, Jacob Flogger, right now, his senior, in the middle of that line, and it's first and 10 for the Lakers.
Is that his senior with the club on his left hand?
Yeah, soft pass on his left hand. He's playing through. That is a huge club.
That's what I'm saying. It's a club. It's not a cast. It is a weapon, man.
That's my five rolls of athletic tape. First and 10. Receiver wide to the left. Power pistol to the left, 3:58 left, clock running. Dustin Katie on the keeper. Breaks free his first tackle. He's to the 35 and drags his defenders all the way out to the 37. A 5-yard gain for Dustin Katie when it should have been about one. Stop by number 50, Ian Hoogerhide.
You've been waiting all night to say that, haven't you?
It was either going to go one way. I was going to have to say it, and I'd be relieved, and I got to say it. 3:30 left here in the fourth. Lakers by one, 14-13.
And again, that tackler there that missed the tackle was 73, Jacob Flogger, with that cast on. He slipped right through the arm tackle and got an extra 3 or 4 yards.
It's like he doesn't have a thumb. Receiver wide to the left, Dustin Katie on the keeper trying to go to his left. And he
loose football.
And Beale City is trying to go after it. Number 74 popped out, or number 73, Jacob Flogger popped it open. And they say Laker has it.
Wow. Oh, man.
Number 81, Ian Snyder, in the bottom of the pile, jumped on it.
James Stork is 81.
And saves a huge potential turnover for Lakers. And Beale City now calls a timeout with 2:56 left here in the fourth quarter. Beale City 13 for the Lakers 14.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Hi, my name is Zach Dufty at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, and boy, do I have a deal for you. I've got a 2012 GMC Sierra 3500 dually crew cab, fully loaded and equipped with 4x4. This truck has got everything, from the sunroof to the heated leather seats. It has new tires and is powered by the 6.6-liter Duramax motor and the Allison transmission. It is in beautiful shape and